This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines. First, Tourism Minister Jeevan Ram Shrestha says Nepali sky is safe. World Heart Day being celebrated today and 13 people killed in Iraq as Iran attacks Kurdish groups. Now the news in detail. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha has claimed the Nepali sky to be safe. He said this in his address to the 41st General Assembly of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Addressing the General Assembly on the way in Montreal City of Canada on Wednesday, Minister Shrestha said that Nepal has made remarkable progress in aviation safety as per the International Civil Aviation Organization determined standards and recommendations. Tourism Minister Shrestha claimed that Nepali's sky is safe as the country had gained a higher score on aviation safety in comparison to the global standards. He reiterated the Nepal government's commitment to making the aviation sector secure, reliable and qualitative, saying that the Gautam Buddha International Airport had already come into operation and Pokhara International Airport is in the final phase of its construction. He said the government had laid emphasis on expanding air connectivity, upgrading airports and constructing new airports. A woman died of dengue infection in Jitwan. The 40-year-old woman from Rapti Municipality 7 lost her life from dengue infection. According to District Health Office, she was diagnosed with dengue in course of her test at Maula Kalika Polyclinic. The information officer of the office, Ram Kesi, said she died while undergoing treatment at Jitwan Medical College. Earlier, men aged around 27 of Ratnagar Municipality 1 breathed his last due to dengue infection on October 19. As many as 743 people have been so far confirmed with dengue infection in the district. Among the infected, 459 are from Chitwan, 175 are from other districts and 109 unidentified. The office said that dengue infection was confirmed among 743 while carrying out tests on 4,449 people. A jeep accident has occurred in Raina Devi Chahara Rural Municipality 4 of Palpa. The jeep was carrying passengers from Butwal to Juthapawa in Palpa and met with an accident on the under-construction building of Bhairab Navadeep Secondary School. Out of 11 people in the jeep, 4 people were injured. Among the injured are 44-year-old Krishna Bahadur Rai of Japa, Topkasi Rural Municipality 5, 19-year-old Hirapun of Raina Devi Chahara 6, 24-year-old Deepak Poon and 41-year-old Chavilal Raskoti of the same place, informed Birinda Thapa, information officer of a district police office Palpa. According to police, the accident took place around 5 a.m. this morning. The injured are being treated at the United Mission Hospital in Tansin. Police say the driver of the jeep is under police custody and further investigation is on the way. World Heart Day is being celebrated throughout the globe today with the theme Use Heart for Every Heart. World Heart Day encourages people globally to take care of their significant body organs and follow the dietary plan that will help in keeping their hearts healthy. The day is observed and celebrated annually on September 29 with the aim of increasing awareness of cardiovascular diseases and how to control them to negate their global impact. Electric vehicles that were waiting for a green signal for operation for at least 3 years have come into operation in Lumbini from today. The Lumbini Development Trust took an initiation to operate the vehicles for a trial at least for 15 days. The vehicles were brought with the support of the Asian Development Bank and they remained non-operational in absence of a modality for operation. Earlier, Home Minister Balkishan Khad, on the occasion of World Tourism Day, instructed to launch the service promptly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 13 people have been killed in Iraq's Kurdistan region, officials say, as Iran launched missiles and armed drones at what it said were the bases of Iranian Kurdish opposition groups. A pregnant woman was reportedly among those who died in the strikes. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps said it hid separate terrorists who had supported recent raids. Anti-government protests have swept across Iran since the death in custody of a Kurdish woman there 12 days ago. The police said a mini collapsed at a detention center after suffering sudden heart failure. But her family have dismissed that and alleged that she was beaten by officers. She died in hospital following 3 days in a coma. Kurdish human rights group HIGNOG said on Monday that 18 Kurdish protesters had been killed by security forces, 899 other injured, and more than 1,000 arrested as Iranian authorities sought to suppress the dissent in the region and elsewhere. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in South Korea a day after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. The launch, which breaches U.N. sanctions, comes as the U.S. and South Korea hold joint naval drills in the waters around the Korean Peninsula. South Korea and Japan officials have condemned the provocations. It is the second launch this week and part of a record year of tests by Pyongyang. On Wednesday, she addressed U.S. troops at a military base in Japan, where she condemned Pyongyang's recent launches and its illicit weapons program, which threatens region stability. This week's launches, the earlier one was on Sunday before the naval drills began, are the first since early June, but North Korea has launched more than 30 weapons so far this year, more than in any other single year. European countries say they will ramp up security around oil and gas installations after the suspected sabotage of two major pipelines. The EU, US and NATO have suggested damage to the pipelines between Russia and Germany was deliberate, but have not blamed Russia directly. Russia has said it was not involved and asked if the US was instead. Russia has previously been accused of using gas supplies as a weapon against the West over its support for Ukraine. Neither pipeline was operating at the time, as the Nord Stream 2 project was abandoned when Russia invaded Ukraine and Russia shut down Nord Stream 1 in September, citing a need for maintenance. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places in Province 1, Modis Province and Bagmati Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rednapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tourism Minister Jivan Ram Shrestha says Nepali sky is safe. World Heart Day being celebrated today and 13 people killed in Iraq as Iran attacks Kurdish groups. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.